News with Nick Kelly. The White House says it's confident its strategy to train Iraqi security forces and enlist Sunni tribal fighters will succeed in the fight against Islamic State militants. The comments came after President Obama approved the deployment of an additional 450 U.S. military personnel to Anbar province, where IS has made major gains. Josh Earnest is the White House spokesman.
Ultimately, we continue to have confidence that the effort to build up the capacity of Iraqi security forces, to enlist Sunni tribal fighters in the effort by bringing them into the mobilization forces and putting them under the command and control of the Iraqi central government, that this will be an effective tactic against ISIL in Anbar.
Late night talks on the Greek debt crisis between the leaders of France, Germany and Greece have ended with little sign of agreement. Damian Grammaticus reports from Brussels.
This was the third time in recent weeks that the leaders of France and Germany have sat late into the night searching for a deal to avert a possible Greek debt default. Both Angela Merkel and François Hollande left their talks in Brussels saying nothing. A German spokesman said there was an agreement with Greece that negotiations over its bailout should be intensified, but that represents no progress. And as he left, the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras indicated he'd stuck to his demand for some debt relief, saying Greece's debts needed to be sustainable and its economy needed to return to growth. But European leaders won't countenance writing off debts before Greece commits to reforms.
Swiss police have seized computer data from the Zurich offices of football's governing body FIFA as part of a criminal investigation into alleged corruption. In separate inquiries, the FBI and the Swiss authorities are scrutinizing FIFA's affairs, including how it awarded World Cup hosting rights. The former Brazilian international footballer Zico has confirmed that he intends to stand for election to succeed Sepp Blatter as president of FIFA. Zico has coached Japan's national side and clubs in other countries. Lawyers for a Texas police officer filmed confronting black teenagers aggressively at a pool party say his actions were caused by stress, not racism. Video footage of Eric Casebolt pinning a girl in a bikini to the ground caused widespread anger. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
Since the video was uploaded over the weekend, hundreds of people have taken to the streets in the Dallas suburb. Eric Casebolt then resigned after his own police chief described him as being out of control during the call-out. Now his lawyer has been trying to shed light on what motivated his actions, saying the police officer had allowed his emotions to get the better of him after earlier being called out to see a man who'd shot himself in front of his children. The lawyer said Eric Casebolt wanted to apologize to anyone who was offended and said he was currently in hiding due to death threats.
BBC News. There have been violent clashes in the Chilean capital, Santiago, between riot police and students calling for reform of the country's education system. The police responded with water cannon and tear gas after protesters threw stones at them. The students are demanding a greater say in the university system, which they believe favours private institutions. Victims of sexual abuse by Catholic priests have reacted with scepticism to the Pope's creation of a tribunal to deal with bishops who cover up or fail to prevent child sex abuse. A spokesman for the US-based Survivors Network of those abused by priests, Mark Serrano, said Pope Francis had not announced any punitive measures.
He came into office with a lot of hope, but people haven't seen real change. They haven't seen an example of a bishop who's been fired in 27 months. That's just not acceptable. And so I think it's terrific they've created a new panel, but there's no action here. There's nothing to give us comfort that any child is any more secure because of this. He hasn't held any more bishops accountable than anyone else of his predecessors.
Canada's state broadcaster says it has dismissed a popular TV presenter of allegations that he used his journalistic contacts to broker art deals and collect commission. Evan Solomon hosted CBC's flagship political television show, Power and Politics. Mr. Solomon has denied any wrongdoing. The U.S. authorities believe two convicted murderers who'd been on the run for 5 days after breaking out of a prison in New York, they now have fled to the state of Vermont. David Sweat and Richard Matt cut their way out of the maximum security prison using power tools. And international talks in Germany on a new global climate deal are due to end later today, amid concern at the slow progress made by negotiators. They've been criticised by campaigners from the charity Christian Aid for behaving like schoolchildren, wasting time on unimportant details. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。